the biggest and oddest things happening at the 2021 Olympics. It's Anna and Raven's Japantastic.
Woo! Strange things happening at the Olympics, and that includes all the weird things happening with the Russians. So, winning everything.
The weird things happening with the Russians.
You might be wondering, like, what's up with that little flag, and how come it says ROC instead of Russia whenever they perform? So it turns out that Russia got in trouble for steroid use, so they aren't allowed to have their own flag shown or their anthem played. And that's why it has like ROC in that random flag whenever a Russian athlete is competing. So if Russia wins, instead of the anthem, they play the famous Russian composer Tchaikovsky. Here he is.
I guess that's cool. Best foot forward.
Yeah.
I mean, right? It's not like they just let anybody get up there.
But the big question is, let's say this happened in the U.S.
Right.
And for whatever reason, we could no longer play the American anthem. We couldn't play ours. What song would we play? It was posed online, and there were some good recommendations. One that was very popular was this. A little bit of Monica
in my life. Everybody dances every time.
Yeah.
We could do a conga line right around the metal stand. That would be fun, right?
Another option that was very popular was...
No. No. No.
Don't you think we would just be the laughing stock of the world if we played Smash Mouth at the Olympics?
Here's the thing. If you're over the age of 8, there's never a time that you should ever be asking for All-Star. I mean, seriously. If you're over the age of 8 years old and you're not in a Shrek theater, let it go. Let it go.
And then the one that logically would make sense if they're going to play Tchaikovsky is we should play Gershwin. Does make us sound classy. I also feel like I'm in a saloon.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to spit my tobacco over here in this thing, in this spittoon. No, I'm all set.
If you could pick a song and we couldn't play the Star Spangled Banner, what would we play?
Well, I want to make it all American, of course, so it's got to be money. It's got to be horses. I got to be a cowboy, Anna. Riding up and down Broadway on my own Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse. I mean, that's what the world thinks about America anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I don't think so. When I think of the world, what do they think about us? I think, like, our logical song would be...
All right. I like that
right?
one. I like that one. Miley Cyrus's midriff to represent us.
Right, but... don't
representing
you think-
middle America is Miley Cyrus's midriff.
But also, not for nothing, but you could change the words to that so easily.
Okay.
You could say, like, USA wins. Like, it's really easy to do it.
Yeah, that's why you're in the radio and not a songwriter, because obviously it wasn't that easy here.
Okay.
How about something that puts out the vibe, though, that says, like, I'm going to smoke you. Like I'm about to bring the heat to this. I want to play this as I'm walking into the competition.
Right, this is the opening ceremony.
Like, can we use this for the rhythmic ribbon thing that they do for gymnastics? Because I feel like sewn up at that point. If you're dancing to Tchaikovsky and we're dancing to Nelly, like, sewn up. We're going to win this.
As a side note, when they choose the music for, like, the floor exercises, why don't they pick cool stuff like Nelly Hot?
Didn't you ever see American Anthem? The thing where the guy does the uneven bars in the woods from the 80s? Mm-hmm. I mean, these movies, they explain these things.
If the USA had to pick a different song to play, I'm shocked that you didn't think of this, because I think nobody can argue that this should be our anthem.
Mm-hmm. Nice choice.
Right? Like, wouldn't that make sense?
You know, it's not often, Anna, but sometimes, just sometimes, I feel like you really, really hear me.
Yep.